Anything else?
Everything's going well.
It's a straight line.
Karen?
No report at this time, thank you.
Tim?
Just FYI, we received notification today from Lord Abbott that their chief investment officer will be retiring as of June 30th of this year. Rob Lee, who manages our fixed income program, will be stepping up to be chief investment officer of the overall firm. Any other changes to the fixed income team will be evaluated between today and June.
Any concern?
Based upon this information, no. We're waiting to see what's going to happen to the fixed income team. No, we'll report back when we have some definitive information there.
Okay. Christina?
I got notified that the electronic form 700 filing is down right now. They're, I guess, revamping it. So if you want to complete the form 700, you should go paper. Newsletters to retirees were sent out. So I provided some information on 1099s. Also sent out a notification to all of the active members through the employers, letting them know that we have a estimate calculator on the website now so that they can look and see what their benefit could be.
How accurate is that?
It's fairly accurate. It's pretty.
My staff is trying it out right away.
But it's only an estimate.
I know, it's only an estimate. There's a big disclaimer that you have to check off.
Must
I saw
be a disclaimer.
That.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's only as accurate as the data that you put into it.
Surely. That's what the disclaimer says.
Garbage okay. in, garbage yes. out.
And I had a question for you on the Form 700s, because I'm in a multiple Form 700 household. Is ours April 1 or March 1?
Yes.
Okay, it is April 1.
Big disclaimer.
I thought so.
Yeah, it is.
And notifications will be going out to you soon.
Okay.
Raleigh? Just one update, panel management being able to coordinate the schedules for clinical doctors, the county, and health services director staff. So it should be coming back to the board March 9th.
Yeah.
1099s are out. Now our staff's getting phone calls on duplicate copies returned in the mail, and then we have some corrections to issue on taxability,
Outside professionals, Harvey.
Oh, you don't want to hear any more from me. I will say this. The new website is, from an outsider's use of it, is such an incredible improvement.
Yes.
Really, congratulations on it. It's clear, it's readable, things work.
Yeah.
It's easy to navigate. Hats off.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, trustee comments.
Just quickly, Trustee Roundtable held this last Friday in Burbank, very lightly attended, I think Gabe and I attended, of course, for us, but very lightly attended. We've been trying to brainstorm about how to deal with the attendance issue.
You can take the rest of our board.
How to provide some sizzle into the programs. I mean, it was a great program. It wasn't wanting for talent and interest. But, you know, it's partly a promotion issue, I think we've concluded from CalPERS. It's partly a day of the week issue. It's partly a,
is that a Friday?
Know, in this particular one, it's a Friday, and it was in Burbank, but not at the Marriott, where it typically Marriott. Is. It was at the Holiday Inn, the lovely Holiday Inn, I would add, about, you know, 3-4 miles away. So you had to shuttle or Uber or whatever. So, you know, there was maybe enough going on to explain a little bit of the drop-off, but I think we figured out there was, 11? Trustees there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a lot, really.
And, you know, that's just not acceptable. I mean, the previous one we did have 23. So part of the analysis is just trying to figure out what it is that entices people, particularly those who have served maybe one or two terms, who have been to a lot of conferences and seminars, kind of been there, done that. What's the interest that gets them out of the, you know, out of their easy chair and into a conference? Don't know the answer to that, but I think Gabe and I are kind of looking for suggestions. I know Gabe's thinking about it from his Sackers hat on too, but some additional suggestions about what it is to make something of interest to get people to go.
We still have a north-south conference or roundtable?
Yes, so the next one will be up north.
Right? Okay.
You probably in San Jose, although we've tried to change that.
You know, Friday on San Jose took us. It was longer to get home from San Jose than it was to get from Burbank.
Yes. Yeah, we.
I bet.
Yeah, seriously. It was.
No, I don't doubt you at all. Yeah,
it was absolutely true this last Friday. It was easier to get back from Burbank through Oakland than it was to drive from San Jose.
There are no Oakland locations?
Well, that's what he's going to
Well, there are. We've tried. I mean, we've been talking to CalPERS about trying to, it's like, you know.
I did a CalPERS once at Oakland
Rocket
Hilton.
Granite.
Right.
Well, years ago, they did a CalPERS at Oakland
They used to have
it
at the Airport Hilton. Hilton in Oakland.
Airport Hilton.
We could use Francesco's when they close.
Even the, the Southern the Cal people voice. Complained, I think.
So you know the Raiders hang out, huh?
Yeah.
San Diego, you know, Dan McAllister spent hours in the traffic. And some people took the train, but they're even complaining about, right. for them, how it is
It'd
to get
be
the
much better at Oakland.
Yeah.
Everybody can get to Oakland. That's how it's traffic.
So we'll keep plugging at it. But if there are suggestions, email, whatever, let me know. If you come up with any ideas for speakers or it's topical, we're taking all ideas because we have to do something, obviously, other than what we're doing or we're crazy.
Halftime entertainment, maybe?
Halftime entertainment.
Trials and tribulations of becoming an independent employer.
Well, Beyonce wasn't available. We've already checked that. That's not going to work.
Any other trustee comments? All right, seeing none. Well, Jenner?
Oh, what they CalPERS, whoever's going to the assembly, on CalPERS assembly, think about, I mean, we might want to look at renting cars, because from the airport, it cost me $40 one way when we went to Sackers.
Palm Springs?
From Palm Springs, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
From Ontario?
No, an Uber.
Palm Springs, what airport?